Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and it's 8 o'clock, so let's have a Postal Podcast. Good morning. This is Ken Hodge, Branch President, Columbus, Ohio, with a Postal Podcast to update mail handlers on the latest bit of technology the Post Office is going to be introducing into our craft. And this bit of technology is called an AGV. AGV being an acronym for Autonomous Guided Vehicle. Again, Autonomous Guided Vehicle. In other words, again, the Postal Service is starting to contract smart carts that do not require drivers. You know, I've talked to mail handlers in Portland. I've talked to mail handlers in Richmond, Virginia, and it seems to be that the AGV, Autonomous Guided Vehicle, is like a smart cart. Now, when I say a smart cart, it's a smart cart. In other words, one of the models that they are displaying is an 8K PJ, which is a Jarvis B. Webb design Tugger model smart cart with a man ride option designed to deliver pallets of mail from designated floor pickup locations to pallet conveyors that feed vertical lifts to the first floor. The AGCs carry one pallet at a time for mail delivery purposes. 9 AGVs travel between 42 pickup locations and 2 delivery locations. The Jarvis B. Webb Company manufactures many different standard and custom models of automated guided carts and may use a generic photo to reference an option or location on the AGC. This manual may have information on options not installed on your AGC. Now, again, it's called an automated guided cart. The Postal Service uses the acronym AGV for Autonomous Guided Vehicle. Either way, again, there's different models, different versions, but just understand the concept is we are bringing into the Postal Service craft a vehicle that requires no driver. Now, I want to speak on that for a few minutes because first I want to say to people, I've talked to folks in Portland and in Richmond, Virginia, and both facilities seem to understand that there has been no reduction in the mail handler craft as a result of these AGVs. Well, I'm going to simply say this, and let's put this to the common sense test. Common sense test. The Postal Service, who cries broke every year, is not going to make capital investments in automation that will not produce a ROI, aka return on investment, with less personnel. That just don't make sense on any level. We do not work for the type of company that spends money so that to improve your quality of work life without a direct return on the investment. So I say to the folks, I could be wrong. And this is one of the times where I really hope I'm wrong. So in those facilities where the AGVs are already installed and you've not seen a reduction in mail handler, well, what I would have to ask you to do, again, because I'm going to tell you, the reduction is coming from somewhere. It's either going to come from a future reduction, or your plant has been understaffed with mail handlers for so long that this AGV will replace that shortage that the Post Office has no intention on replacing. So again, at some point, somebody's going to have to pay the cost for this automated piece of equipment and it's going to be the mail handlers we're going to pay now. We've already paid, or we're going to pay later, but there will be a return on that investment, and let's just keep our eyes open. And when I say that fully aware that there's probably nothing we can do to stop the post office from being innovative in again, truly using Article 3, determining the right of how they're going to produce or manufacture production. But what I say, and my reason for making you aware, is if mail handlers are aware that this bit of technology is coming, it may help you look at different bid choices when it comes to guaranteeing a position in the post office for the future. Real quick, let me give you a breakdown of how this AGV has been described to me. What it is, first of all, they have sensors on the floor, or they run track on the floor. Now, this AGV will have pre-designated selections or pre-designated stops. Here's what happens. The AGV will be sent out to the platform area, dock area. Once it's at the dock area, a mail handler will unload a truck, and there is a specific way that the AGV cart has to be loaded. Once a mail handler loads that cart, it is then sent on its way, and again, sent on its way from the dock to, let's say, the first stop on its route will be the apps. So a mail handler has loaded that AGV, pre-designated the selection to go from the dock to the apps. Now it's going to go to a pre-designated area in the apps to be unloaded, and then mail handlers will take it to the machine to be worked. Now, let me tell you something. From my description of what I just put out, it sounds like it's going to require additional mail handlers. Because again, in the old days, in most plants, a mail handler working on the dock unloaded the truck and spread the mail to the area that it was going to. Now what's going to happen is a mail handler will unload the truck and load a AGV. The AGV will then transport the mail to the section. And then what's going to happen is people in the section where the mail is going, mail handlers in the section where the mail is being delivered will unload the AGV and then, I guess, send the AGV on its way to the next stop. Now, I do understand that it requires special training for maintenance because there is a maintenance personnel that is dedicated to area assurance when it comes to the AGV, because I understand they do stop, and if they stop, then there's a dedicated maintenance personnel there to repair it and get it on its way immediately. So that's my understanding of the AGVs. And again, as this new technology comes out, I am certain that in order to introduce this level of technology into the Postal Service, that it's going to be a union buy-in at some point, because our contract and constitution specifically states when there's new automation or new technology being introduced, then they have to sit down at the national level to explain it or discuss it with the Postal Service. So, hey, quickly speaking, AGVs are coming. Not really sure of the impact, but through 38 years of Postal Service, I want to say to you, if anyone believes that the Postal Service is going to make capital investments and not recoup that money somewhere, then you have not been paying attention to postal politics. One last item I want to talk about this morning, and again, we went from a global issue, continental issue of AGVs, then I got to bring it back home to my post office in Columbus. Hey, listen, folks, we're still going through this situation on the apps, whereas some managers and some mail handlers think that loading the apps is a level 5 job. Stop thinking that, folks. Really, just stop thinking that. Don't know any other way to put that to you. A level 4 loader is what is required on the apps. In fact, 2 level 4 loaders is what's required on the apps. Now, management is playing that game, and it's so sad that most uninformed mail handlers are buying into that game where they are trying to force mail handlers who possess license to work the loading on the apps. That is just wrong on every level. Now, let me say this to you. If management is paying level 5 to do that job, then that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. But you cannot force a level 4 to do a higher level position. It's just not supposed to be that way. And I know we've been so comfortable with that in Columbus that most of the mail handlers actually believe that that's a contract. And it's not. A level 4 means any level 4 should be able to do it. The loading job on the apps does not come with any special qualifications when it's bidded. You just bid as a level 4 worker in the apps, and that's what it is. So, mail handlers, stop with the nonsense of thinking that you have to have license to work the loader. It makes it an ease of use, and you get higher level pay, but you can't force me as a level 4 to go to that apps. And again, I say to any level 4 who's forced to go to the apps, again, our contract, the local now, allows you to pick your job at the beginning of your tour. If you do not pick the loading job on the apps, I strongly recommend you file a grievance, because management is in violation of your local contract, management is in violation of your local MOU, which specifically states you have a right to select your job. If you're being forced to go to the loader, file a grievance and receive 50 cents. That's 50% more. And again, if your union is not aware of how to file that grievance, I'm going to say this very slowly so all the members in 304 can hear what I'm saying. I, Kenny Hodge, will assist you in preparing a step one worksheet that you can then take to the union and they can file the grievance for you, or I, Kenny Hodge, will show you how to do your own step one. It's called a teaching moment, folks, not violating my suspension. I'll show you how to do your own step one, because based on the fight of our current union, it's not a bad idea, folks, if you learn how to do your own step one. And contractually, you are authorized and allowed. So, apps, level 4 is what the low position is. Please stop thinking you can force people to do that. You are now creating situations where employees are having to go to work to get doctor's notes to get out of a position that they should never be forced to go into. So, that's my take on that. Now, let me also say, the other day I came in and I'm a level 5 and I went to the load position and relieved the level 4 to go to my position. We kind of switched places. Well, let me tell you, I heard rumbling around the apps all day, and let me just explain to you what happened. First of all, if there is a position of higher level in your area, and I'm talking directly out of Article 25, please read it. If there's a position of higher level needed in your area, management is not required to use seniority to fill it. That's not a seniority filled position. That's a anybody management chooses position. Now, don't get me wrong, because I'm not saying let's forget about principles of seniority. I'm talking contract right now, because everybody's walking around there thinking that branch president pulled a slick move. It's not a slick move. You just have to read your contract a little more. On a day-to-day basis, if there's a need for higher level, management picks anybody in that immediate area. Now, that changes if that same assignment becomes available for greater than a week. Now it must be the principles of seniority are in play. So let's be able to differentiate between a one-day higher level assignment and a higher level assignment that goes over a week. Over a week, you must use principles of seniority and senior person gets to select it. On a day-to-day basis, principles of seniority are not in play and management can select anyone they want on that higher level assignment. Before you come against me on that, please read Article 25, and then we can have an intelligent conversation. Hey, it's Saturday morning. Have a great day. This is Kenny Hodge. I'm on my way to work.